100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday, so you know what that means. Yep, it's time for the weekly challenge. I've posted a topic of... what was my topic? Storm! And you have had a week to come up with a story, although the next few months of topics are up. You've had longer than that. Much, much longer, but I know how it is. You just wait till the last minute, and then, oh my god, oh no, I don't have a story. Whatever. These people managed to get stuff in. Let's hear what they've got to say. Let's see. First up, John Musico. He's got something to tell us. Well, let's go ahead and listen and see what it is. John, tell us the story.
Stormy Nights by John Musico. I suffered from insomnia most of my life. I tried everything, drugs, various relaxation techniques, etc. Then I remembered reading that falling asleep is an active process. Your mind has to try to sleep, not turn it off. So I modified the boring imagery of a still mountain lake. Most people would view being marooned as unpleasant, but I'd find that welcome peace. So I envisioned a storm on an old sail ship. No one survives except me. No knife, no nothing. My mind must step by step imagine what I'd do first and then next. I now sleep well.
Thank you, John. And it's good to know that you're sleeping well, although you really should get boat insurance before you dream of things like that. Or do you need to dream of having boat insurance? I don't know. You should check your Weather Channel app in your dreams. You know, for the first time I've ever been down here in Florida. Oh, by the way, I'm in Florida. Hi, everyone. First time ever been down here. It stormed. We were at one Epcot, and it just opened up. Right, there were a little bit of just, and it just was like, whoa, this has never happened before. And it was much cooler and nicer out after that. So I'm thinking, I wish it had rained all those other times. It's kind of cool. I'll tell you more about that in a bit. We've got someone new here. Talos is new to the podcast, and they've got a story, and they made sure that they had the right. It's very important to have weekly challenge as a subject line, otherwise Gmail might decide one week to eat your story, which kind of sucks. I think Bram, he's been posting 100-word stories, but Bram, who was here a few weeks ago, hasn't been sending them in, so it's like, I don't know, maybe he doesn't feel like recording them. That's okay. It's okay, even though it's not that hard to record them, but still. Anyway, here's Talos. Welcome to the podcast, and I hope everyone enjoys. So here he is.
Summer of the Beast. A 100-word story by Talos Nemeth. How long do we have? An engineer asked the lone figure, silhouetted against the window.
2 hours, maybe less,
the commander replied, gesturing towards distant clouds of dust, eclipsing the Martian sunrise.
What made this such a beast? Asked the engineer. 3 solar mass ejections, and an early summer.
The commander exhaled loudly. Nodding respectfully, the engineer departed to resume her duties in the colony's subterranean bunkers. Moments later, an automated voice message broke the uneasy silence. Orbital communications will now terminate, resuming in approximately 480 days. The commander turned, shaking his head, as the storm shudders began to close.
Thank you, Talos. And was that Speak It? That sounded familiar. Whatever that was, if that was your voice, very cool. But either way, that just lets folks know it is easy to record your story in your voice, or if you hate the sound of your voice, there are plenty of resources. Just go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and look for a recording. And there are a whole bunch of resources. If you know of any that I did not list there, go ahead and send me the URLs, and I'll put them in there. You can put them in as comments, and I'll see the comment and extract all the stuff. Blah, 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 blah. But also, do I put tutorials there as well? And I should probably put a warning on when you use Audacity. Be sure to send export as a sound file. Do not send the project. People always send the project, and it's like, no, that's not the sound file. Oh, my God, you know, it's Sunday, oh, no time. Oh, I already deleted it. Well, okay, fine, it happens. It's all right. We had one of those from someone, and they'll get it right next time. They'll do it right. One person I know that always gets it right is Jeffrey. Let's see what stories he has for us this week. Jeffrey? Let it rip.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here with a pair of stories for week 426 on the topic of storm. My first story is called Rallying the Troops. Marcus the Merciless gave his usual inspirational speech to his men. Though we be outnumbered 10-1, though the defenders may loose flaming arrows to pierce our bodies, we shall storm this castle, loot its contents, and have our way with its women. This group of barbarians seemed oddly subdued at the speech. Come on, guys, loot! And women! Marcus turned his back to his men and ran toward the castle, sword held high, leading the charge. When the first barrage came, Marcus wondered why it was so quiet. He could hear the arrows zip by. Turning around, he saw he was alone. That's the last time I recruit troops from the village of gay men who have taken a vow of poverty. And my second story is called Stormy Weather. Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, sang Billie Holiday. Calvin sloshed through yet another puddle as he wrangled shopping carts from where inconsiderate customers had left them. Stormy weather. Ah, can it, Billy. The rain had been falling for 2 days now, with no end in sight. He had lost patience with rain, Billie Holiday, shopping carts with stuck wheels, and goddamn inconsiderate jackasses who thought nothing of leaving a cart in a dry gulch. Only it wasn't so dry anymore, was it? Calvin was on the verge of storming into his boss's office and quitting his lousy minimum-wage job when a homeless man appeared out of the woods and grabbed a cart from the gulch, wheeling it back into the woods. Maybe he'd hang on for another day, just in case the sun came out. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Oh, shopping carts. Aren't those fun? Wrangling those up. I do my best to get shopping carts back to the little corrals in the parking lot. But if I had a bad experience, yeah, maybe I'll just shove them and get them going on their merry way through the... I don't want them to ram into somebody's car, though. That would suck. And that would be rude. Oh, man. I'm trying to cut out as many of the sneezes and sniffles as possible because Florida wants to kill me. It's very simple. It wants to kill everyone. But I suppose that's what life does to us all. Maybe that could be a topic one day. But shopping cart. Worst shopping cart experience ever. Left my phone in the basket. That little helpful basket on top that holds your phone. Well, I left it in there. And then halfway home. Oh, crap. So I raced back, and it was before the Wrangler could get to it and steal. You know, it was my book, so it had my wallet and everything in there. Yes, I got there in time, even though I was delayed by the church letting out and all that crap. So always do an inventory before you leave the parking lot. Ooh, okay. There, that's your boring story of the day. How about we move on to Richard and get some exciting ones? Let's find out what George is up to.
Good morning. You know, I got a terrible feeling of deja vu as I did this week's stories. I'm sure I've done storm before, but then I might just be getting old. Anyway, here's my stories on storm, starting with part 62 of George. With a snarl, the lion was over the wall. Panic-stricken, George ran for his life, tripped, and executed a graceful swan dive straight into a large waste paper bin. The bin toppled sideways, rolled down an embankment, then bounced violently off a curbstone, catapulting George through the air over a high metal fence, landing unceremoniously in a heap on the other side. Stunned, bruised, and battered, George crawled into a corner as the lion paced along the outside of the fence, growling fiercely. He was safe for now, but he had a nasty feeling. It was the calm before the storm. And here's my second story. It's called Jupiter. One day, it was there. The next, it was gone. The greatest storm in the solar system had simply vanished overnight. In consternation, astronomers searched in vain for the great red spot, but it was nowhere to be found. Jupiter's most famous landmark was lost, completely without trace. Or so we thought. Drifting silently through space, the tenuous, vaporous tendrils reached across the heavens towards the Earth. Slowly, our atmosphere became infused with crimson, a grim portent of the maelstrom to come. By the time we realized the shocking truth, it was far too late. The great storm had arrived. And my last story this week is simply called Storm. The storm raged. Dark water in turmoil rolled and crashed against the sides of our vessel, threatening to swamp us, a whirlpool into which we were being inexorably drawn. Just as the storm was abating, we were plunged into the murky depths, surfacing moments later wet through. Again, we were thrust into the deep and returned to the surface, weakened by the experience. Suddenly, we were flying through the air, leaving the teacup far below. Soggy, barely holding ourselves together, we breathed a sigh of relief, not realizing the horror to come. A biscuit's lot is not a happy one. That's all I have for you this week. Hope you have a good week. Goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. And maybe we have had storm before. I know that we've repeated a few topics, whether through pick twos, which some people like, some people don't. That's life. It's kind of like pizza toppings. And I may go back and just once we get through this list of topics, and I add a few more from your suggestions. Do you like the let me know in the comments or in your, when you send in these things in your notes there or whatever, let me know which way you prefer. Do you like being surprised by topics? Do you want to have topics repeat so that you have another chance at them? If you do, go ahead and suggest them again. I know that there are some people that are suggesting ones over and over and over and over that are like, I'm not so sure about that one. But that's okay. Keep suggesting them. Eventually I'll wear thin, or we'll approach the heat death of the universe, and I'll have no choice. But, okay, the topic this week is empty vacuum. Then I'll have no choice, and just, okay, we'll pick this one. So who's coming up next? We've got Tom. I don't know if there are updates. We don't need updates, but if we do need updates, oh my God, we better hear them. Tom, what have you got for us this week? Let's have a listen. Oh, by the way, Tom's been doing the Amber Rose of the Amazon. So those are coming up every day. Stay tuned.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got two stories tonight. The first one, Stormwalker. He traveled light, water, amino drops, and his rack of lightning rods, a wide-brim hat for the sun, an oil duster for the cold. Never much to look at, never much to say. Stormwalker worked the grid from Freeport to Lanson's Ridge. As a rule, he stayed clear of Funky Town. Not so much because of the folk. They were friendly enough. The place just wasn't very interesting. You can imagine his surprise when gunfire exploded ahead of him. The last rod he planted charged up, throwing bolts into the sky. Storm's a-comin', he mused. And the second story, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, Part 55. A lucky shot dropped the bandit next to Caesar. That penetration into probability started a reality cascade in Sid's peripheral awareness. A single thought took shape. They knew we were coming. As Antonio Caesar closed the distance to the trembling women, the voice of the wise muse of desperados whispered into Sid's ear, "Trap!" "Antonio!" screamed the bandit. As planned, the advance men stopped, turned to their leader. Just what the doctor ordered. Mrs. Parsons and the ladies of the Gear Guild dropped to the ground, took aim with a dozen railguns. A storm of bullets found their mark. And that's it.
You know, I could deal with a bunch of railguns, but not right now. I'm not too sure how I'd ship them back. Probably UPS. Oh, are you shipping back any firearms? No, none at all. It's all cocaine and heroin. Thank you, Tom. Let's keep going here. We've got Tura. What? Oh, okay. We've got Tura here, and let's go ahead and give a listen. I'm just, you know, marching along. It's Sunday. You know, let's get... I'm not doing laundry, by the way, because, you know, I brought enough clothes to wear for... God, I could be here for months if I wanted to. You know, just go to the parks and just get all new stuff. Although, they don't sell Spider-Man underoos, so that might make it a little difficult. Here's Tura.
A man came before the Emperor's court, accused of sorcery, for he had foretold the great storm that had devastated the capital. The examiner said, "Storms arise by the Emperor's will, and abate when the people have been chastised. How can you know the Emperor's mind?" He answered that he only observed the heavens and the earth, and applied his reason. General Wei said, "Reason and observation make an even greater storm. Nothing can stand against them. Therefore, let the prisoner enter the gate of enlightenment and imprison his books in the Emperor's library." There is a footnote to the story, explaining that the gate of enlightenment was a doorway atop a 1,000-foot cliff.
Thank you, Tura. And now I know. Although it must be a royal pain to fix the hinges on that. So, I want to take a moment here to thank my host, Feline Slade. I came down to, had plans to stay at one of the resorts. I asked my wife, "Hey, you're still, you know, at a Disney company. Can you get me my silver pass? You know, the spousal silver pass." And it's like, they did their absolute best. The company did just all they could to make it difficult. And, you know, this and that, and they never followed up, and you can't call during the hours of 2 and 3 in the morning. You have to jump backwards through a hoop on fire. You know, you on fire, not the hoop. You don't want to damage company property. And I was like, okay, I'm pissed off. I'm not going to pay full price for the Floridian. And I said, Feline generously offered, "Hey, you know, you can stay here." And I was like, "Well, I don't mind sleeping on your floor or whatever." "It's no, there's a spare bed." And it's like, "Well, if you insist, I kind of like floors. They're nice. Although the cats get the floor, so." Although Newton, you know, one of the cats has been, you know, checking up. It's like, "Hey, oh, you're not dead yet. Okay, you're safe." And so I just want to thank her for saving all the hassle and craziness and all that, and got in early, and we had, you know, it's been great. It's been a great weekend, and we're having fun, and how about some serendipity? That's fun, too. Oh, wait, LinkedIn is telling me something.
He had taken some persuading, but under torture, the messenger had given up his secret. Our attackers planned to storm the ramparts at dawn, a final, last-ditch effort. We would be ready for them. Arrows were fletched, great cauldrons of boiling oil prepared, and every sentry was at his post. The attack was doomed to fail. As dawn broke, the order to storm the castle rang out. I slipped the bolts on the main gate, lowered the drawbridge, and made my escape, while the attackers poured in. Traitor. Call me what you like. I'm the only one who survived.
Thank you, Serendipity. Always strange, always interesting, always, always. So apparently it's Second Life's birthday today, SL11B, and that's all I have to say about it. Coming up next is Lizzie Goodcough. I think she's got a build there with... I don't know who's got what. Somebody gave me a map, and it's like, whatever. I'm a little busy this week enjoying real life. What do you need a Second Life for if you have a real life? Yeah, we've heard it all before. And now there's going to be this virtual world SL 2.0 that got leaked out. Who knows what the deal is with that? I'm not going to get on a tear or a ramble or a rant. What I'm doing is just dumping all that crap into a Google Doc, writing up in there, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it, if I'm ever going to post it, whatever. Whatever happens, happens. The odds are, if you're not being asked your opinion, then your opinion doesn't matter. It's been that way all along, and it will continue to be until the end of time. You can't make a difference. Go with the wave, go with the flow, and enjoy the ride. Why worry? So, here's Lizzie. Why worry with Liz? Lizzie can teach you how not to worry. She's good at that. Very good. Just, here, follow her advice. Let's listen to her story, okay?
Storm was his name. He was a guide at a park. Storm never missed a day at work. Storm was an example. Well, except for the hurry. People told him to slow down. He wouldn't, ever. People told him that they wanted to enjoy the walk. He replied they could enjoy it fast. Storm rushed through life as quickly as he could, until that day when he decided he needed a change. The midlife crisis, people whispered. He crossed the street to the park slowly, enjoying the quiet moments before a day's work. And he got hit by a speeding truck. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Remember, his name is Storm. Not whatever his last name was. Let's keep going here. We've got... Oh, good, Muncie. I can't remember what we are this month. It's been a fun few... We've been having fun at the parks and wandering around, and this is the most I've walked in probably the last year and a half combined. Maybe I need to finally break down and get that treadmill. I'm sure as heck not going to be walking outside anymore. Let's get Muncie going, and we're just zipping along here. Zipping along.
Greetings, jibber-jabberers. Muncie here, Vorpal sword in hand, ready to snicker-snack you jibber-jabberwocky style. But before we do that, a story. Flood by Christopher Monroe. We're a flood town. We always have been. You may remember last year being the first major city debilitating flood Calgary's had, but you're remembering incorrectly. We've always been a flood town, and as such we've always had floods. Whenever there's a major storm, we flood. Nothing could be more natural, and we're all used to it. It has always been thus, and there is no need to examine it further. We are a flood town, we always have been, and we will always be. There is no such thing as global climate change. Now, how goes the war with East Asia? Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's my thing, jibber jabber walkies. And with that, I must leave you because, full disclosure, I've misplaced my Vorpal sword. And even if I wanted to kill you, I don't know that I could. My bad.
Thank you, Munzee. I will continue to jibber jabber as best as I can. Just keep that pointy stick away from me. No more Vorpaling while attempting to jibber jabber. Starting to see some tweets and posts about various things, and it's like, okay, whatever. Blah, blah. And I'm taking a little break here and there so I don't ramble about it and waste time on it, and just filling up the Google Doc, every question, every thought, and whatever, get it in there, dump it in there, okay, it's done. Maybe I'll share it, maybe I'll just leave it out and folks can see, you know, all this worry and such. In the end, why bother worrying? It's all sunk anyway. Life goes on. What do the trees care? Speaking of what do the trees care, let's find out what Zachman cares about. Oh, yes, it's going to be on the strange side. We're all used to that by now, and if you're not, you need to listen more. Here's Zachman.
Logan, you look terrible. Yeah, Scott, it's like the weather gets bad whenever my wife gets upset. Come on, it's not like you said an old girlfriend's name in your sleep. Actually, I did, but because I was having a nightmare about the one who tried to kill me. Logan, which ex-girlfriend who tried to kill you? Does seem to happen often. Surprising, since I'm such a wonderful guy. You know, I bet in an alternate universe, Storm is a weather witch. Oh, come on, Scott. If my wife has superpowers, then your parents are space aliens.
Thank you, Zachman. Let me take a moment to drink a little coffee. That'll keep me going in the morning. Got a few hours to go before it's time to skedaddle to the hotel, check in, and hole up for 3 days. Hopefully they can bring up a typewriter, a sonogram, all sorts of weird machines. Go all gonzo on this yapsy thing. I've got a whole schedule written up, and sure enough, we've got hack sessions two of the afternoons. So it's very important. When we went through Epcot the other day, picked up a whole bunch of green tea Kit Kats. For some reason, the team is totally addicted to them. So a few others came down early, and they've been wandering around doing various things. I haven't seen them in the police reports yet, so thank goodness. Otherwise, there'd be job openings. Remember, don't be the story. Oh, and I haven't seen any traffic cones that I wanted to steal yet, but very tempted. I hear that there are blue traffic cones at SeaWorld. So, anyway, let's move on to... Let's see what Dionysus is up to. He's got a bunch of stuff. He was inspired by this. I'd love it when people just... Oh my god, and there was another story. No, I heard that Planet Z ended up writing two stories. That is incredible. So, wow. Although you'll probably only send one. There's only so many transmissions that can come from so far away. So, we'll find out. But first up, Dionysus, all right? So put on your headphones, and let's go on an adventure.
Hello, this is Dionysus Close with some stories about storms. The first one is called Brainstorm. In that instant, it seemed that a small storm of considerable import and strength had begun. What had been thoughts moments before were swept up as pieces in gusts that carried all the detritus of marriage, children, and grandchildren, swirling memories of work, bits of song and television ads, and even the brutal deprivations of childhood together in a final, indiscriminate heap of smells, sounds, voices, chills, despair, tears, laughter, colors, and time. After, a few memories fluttered down the empty streets this way and that. Small eddies of swirling time refused to give up, and nothing was complete. The second story is called Turn, Turn, Turn. Those of us who knew him tended to avoid McGoo, especially in the spring. The new hires were taken in by his awkward garrulity. They suspected that an office cold war kept us away. We bore their assumed superiority with a mixture of condescension and pity, for we knew that spring would bring ravaging storms to McGoo and environs. Still, even we were caught off guard. The first blast came suddenly. Those closest to the storm felt big drops hitting them in the face without warning. Gusts whipped them, driving them stumbling backward, some falling helplessly, awkwardly, while those still able ran for cover, where we watched the devastation from afar. The next story is called Foul Weather Friends. O'Brien was a man who always seemed to have just come through a violent storm. For others, this was cause for small celebrations. "Hello, O'Brien," we'd say. "Glad you made it." But for him, it was as if the storm were still raging around him, as if he expected to be struck by lightning or swept away by raging waters any moment. This would have been unbearable for us, except that we admired O'Brien's ability and courage in surviving those imaginary storms. We never thought he would escape them, but when he did, we found we no longer cared. Fair weather ruined him for us. And the fourth story is called Bride of Chucky. "What's your name, doll?" She was a lanky redhead who made me want to spend the rest of my life counting freckles. She said, "I'm Stormy." "Joe, give me something wet and hard to survive," I said. He goes, "It's Roberto." She said, "You like living dangerously." "Make it a double," I said. "I like living, doll." She looked into her Chablis like that was where she was going to find the answers to all her problems and told it, "My husband is planning a murder." I never mix business and pleasure unless I do. I threw back my double and said, "What say we take a ride?" She looked at me. "Better ask my husband, Roberto."
Thank you, Dionysus. In addition to putting all my thoughts in that one other document on the various stuff, excuse me, I've also got Newton here occasionally peeking in and like, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, wait. Fluffy Orange Boy." That makes me miss Fluffy. And Frisky, but he's a good boy. And also, I've got someone chatting me up here, and I left Facebook up, and all of a sudden, like, "Hey, you got this?" Like, "Okay, gotta take care of. Hey, you should do this, do that." So, apparently I'm asked to help with that. But that's okay. We'll get this done. It'll all be assembled and up before next Sunday. I'll figure out that. What's the next? I don't know. Chelsea? Sure. Let's go ahead and move on to Chelsea. See what she said, "Oh, I'm not going to be able to record it this week." And then what she do? Records it! Yay! See how simple it is to record these? It's so simple. Let's say you've got one of those phone things, smartphones. I've got an iPhone. The recording app. Yeah, it sounds like dog ass, but still, it sounds like you. The Android, it's got a recorder. You got an iPad, an Android tablet, whatever, you can do that. You got a phone, you know, old-timey, you know, candlestick phone. Well, you're out of luck. But there are recording devices everywhere. Or you just, you know, talk out and then just ask the NSA to hand you a tape. And I'm sure they'll get it to you in 6 to 8 weeks. When? We can post it up on the podcast. Oh, here's Chelsea and her story.
Storm by Chelsea. I love the rain. Always have. Smell of water in the air before the clouds burst and the shower comes flowing down over my face. Where I live, you can hear thunder and count how far away the lightning will strike. Storms were always a magical thing when I was a child. They were something that I treasured and loved. But then last year, the storms brought the floods, and everything changed. I still love the rain, but now I fear what comes with it. Now I have much more respect for what a little shower can become.
Thank you, Chelsea, and I'm glad that you were able to record it, because, you know, your... when people write stories, their voice, their pacing, their emotion, that's what they bring to, y'all bring to this. Me, I can't guess what you were feeling on that. Maybe there's a sense of irony there, and I'm not able to express it. That's why it's important. You tell the stories. Me, it's Sunday. It's my time off. All I do is tie you folks together and hopefully not throw you over a cliff. Oh, man, Ripsaw Falls, Dudley Do-Right, that was silly. But they didn't have, like, a Jay Ward store or Antlers or whatever. Maybe we missed it. But, you know me. You know, nothing was underdog. That was kind of sad. Maybe they tore it down and built another taco stand or something. So, what? Oh, all right, let's move on. Oh, Julie has one this week. She's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Congratulate her, commiserate with her, you know, leave all sorts of support offerings in the comments, or her comments. She has her own site, too. I think it's Muse Palace. If I remember to link it, yay! If I don't, boo. But here's her stuff, and, yeah, I miss you, and everything's gonna be fine, everything's gonna be wonderful. Just give it time and put your best in it, and it's gonna be alright.
Hey, all. It's Julie. This is a piece, Chasing the Twister. Behind the dust I rush, following the churning funnel cloud. Oh, it excites me, the power, the noise. It tears down everything in its path. Good Lord! I rush to it, me, the proverbial moth to the flame, fluttering wildly, seeking a proof. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My world goes back into technicolor. It does when I chase you. I always liked trouble. Me, the walking dead, I know I should run. Lives ruined all in a swirl of wind and ruins crashing onto the homes of children and mothers. I should give up. No. I wish you all a happy week. It's Julie signing out. That's all I have to say.
Yay, you're going home, and it only costs $20. You see, that's cheap. Sometimes they ask for a check, or, you know, to co-sign a loan, or a hot dog. I mean, hot dogs there, what are they, like $50 each? Plus extra for mustard? But, at least that's what it is in the parks. Oh man, they come up with the cutest names for all those food stands. I'm going to post up a lot of photos when I get back, or if I'm, you know, up at 3 in the morning because I drank too much hotel coffee. Because, you know, they give you these coffee machines and the... What are you doing, Newton? You are one silly boy. You're just a fluff ball, aren't you? Come here, come here. Come on. Come here. You know you want to be pet. Yes, get you in the butt. Yeah, Tinny romps around and runs in a circle. So, thank you, Julie. And he's been a good little ambassador boy. And now he's playing with Pierre in the other room. Just jumping and leaping and playing. Here's the great kitty. And then I haven't seen Squinty Fudgy Butt. So, just peek here and there. And it's like, I see. Runs. So, let's just keep going here. We're almost done. Let's move on to Spate. Let's hear a story from Spate. Or two. Or 20. How many? You? I mean, inspiration strikes at the weirdest times.
Hey, it's me, Spate. For Weekly Challenge 426, Storm, I've got two stories. Because, well, sometimes hash needs 200 words. Here they are. Hash, Part 14. The atmosphere was now alive with possibility. The storm that rumbled fiercely outside was an unexpected but welcome addition to the plan. It provided the perfect cover. After Davidson had finished the hash, they left him alone to contemplate the sins of his existence. He needed to move fast. He slathered his nakedness with a stashed blubber, climbed atop the combo toilet sink, scraped away the fake cement, and popped the duct screen out. Then he paused with a temporary sense of melancholy. Running two fingers down his body, he scooped enough blubber to write on the wall, "Sorry, Tiffany." Hash Part 15. It was a snug squeeze into the air duct made possible only by that miracle prison food service lubricant smeared over his body. Davidson inched his way forward, sliding against the metal ductwork that tightly enclosed him until it opened into a larger space, an octopus junction, with seven branches, each as small as the one that had brought him thus far. Davidson placed his nose at the ducts one by one and sniffed. On the fifth duct, he smelled it. Rain on hot summer pavement. Freedom. He grew excited. Then the storm began in his belly, and the Viagra kicked in.
Thank you, Spate. Whether it's 1, 2, 20, a million stories, how does inspiration strike you? Where does it strike you? Show me on the doll where inspiration struck you. So, thank you, Spate. And let's move on to Norval Joe. We're almost all wrapped up here. This is taking longer than usual because I've got somebody chatting me up. I've got, you know, the cat wandering and say, "Hey, hello, kitty." And there's all sorts of chatter. I get sucked into it. Tatarino Nino, right before sleeping, had some thoughts trying to form them, and I just said, this and that, whatever. Armchair CEO, okay, back to getting the podcast on. So that's okay. In Central Time, it would be 10. And it would be all up, and the laundry would be done, and everything would be fine. But instead, we're going to go out to brunch in a little bit. So let's go with Norval Joe. Oh, he got one in. Oh, cool. Thank goodness. He's always got one in at the last moment, and that's good. And if it's the moment after the last moment, well, once again, we'll get it up on the feet. So any of you who are thinking, "Oh, I don't have anything for Storm," there's still time. There's still time. All the time in the world. We'll just put it up on the feed, and folks will say, "Hey, there's more! Cool!" And that's what it's all about, really. It's a challenge, but it's a challenge that you set for yourself. Don't think of it as me poking you in the back. I'm showing on the doll where it touched you.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 426, with a prompt of Storm. Tomorrow I'm starting the Clarion Write-A-Thon. They're trying to generate $20,000, I guess, to help with their Clarion writing workshop they have in the summer. So I signed up to participate in that and set my goal of writing 60,000 words, finish off my third novel of this year that I want to try and self-publish by the end of December. So if anybody has a few bucks they want to spare and support the Clarion Writers Workshop, you can find me at, what is it, the Clarion Write-A-Thon under Philip Carroll. So here's my story. Clarine woke in her bedroom, disoriented in the dark. Wind whistled through the warped window frame and set the old elm tree tapping against the glass. She imagined it was her boyfriend, Jimmy, inviting her on a midnight tryst to watch lightning flash through the windshield of her car. Clarine sat up, her heart pounding as the tree tap-tap-tapped again. There was no tree anymore. She'd moved to the room at the back of the house just that afternoon. "Jimmy," she whispered, leaning out the window. However, it wasn't her boyfriend's hand that grabbed her by the throat. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Wow. Thank you, Norval Joe. I hope all the stuff that you're doing for the Clarion thing is all that cool, because, dude, that's worth supporting. Writing myself a note. Dude, that's worth supporting. Hopefully I'll remember to check my notes. So, and folks, that is a perfect example of how to plug something to say, hey, come over here, we're doing this over here, invite me over here. And that's a tasteful way to do it. Instead of like, please give me your money, I need an operation for... No. This is tasteful, respectful, and decent. And inviting. And curious. Speaking of curious, we have one more story for this week. That's right. Planet Z. Hopefully you're all warmed up for it. You've got your Planet Z hats on it, waving your Planet Z pennants, wearing your Planet Z socks, although it looks like an N sideways. Let's go ahead and listen to it, shall we?
A few summers back, I rented a Winnebago, filled the kitchen with bran muffins and laxatives, and set out on a quest to shit on the graves of every corrupt politician. I wandered the country, laying piles of foulness in my wake. Heck, Arlington National Cemetery is full of them. Printed up a map and put together a schedule, and hit the bran muffins hard. Had to play cat and mouse with the security guards, shit my pants while on the run more than once. Only when I was done did I realize it's strong for me, not store. Pass the muffins.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of storm. I want to thank everyone who was a part of this weekly challenge and your patience. It took a little extra time to get this one out. Just having too much of a good time here and just didn't prep all that much. And, you know, Newton came in this and that. But anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening, participating. Want to thank Feline for the hospitality and, you know, not letting the cats eat me while I sleep. Although I wouldn't mind. You know, if you're going to go, go with Sal. Next week's topic is temper. You can read all about it, or listen all about it, or smell all about it at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. There's all sorts of links and stuff and this and that. And you've seen it all before. What else do you want up there? What would you like to see? What new things? Maybe a random story generator or something. Who knows? What things out on WordPress do you think, hey, that plugin would be great? Or do you just want to keep clapping like seals? Whatever. Anyway, thank you all very much for being a part of this. And I'll see you all next week. Topic will be temper. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.